Last night, I noticed that Senate Bill 5599 passed because every single Democrat except for two voted for it in the Washington State Senate. I believe two of them abstained. But what this bill essentially does is open up Washington State for people, for kids, for children to come here because they can say they don't like their home lives. They can run away from home, come here, and get gender-affirming care and maternity care. Joining us now to discuss, Senate Republican leader of the 20th District of Washington, serving parts of Thurston, Cowlitz, Lewis, and Clark County, Senator John Braun. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me on.
Always a pleasure to have you, sir. So why don't you start by explaining to me, there's a lot of misinformation, disinformation out there about what this thing does and doesn't do. I'm reading it, and I'm seeing the absolute worst of the worst. What does it do?
Yeah, this is a very complicated bill because some of the things people think it does are actually already in law, whether you like them or not, and many of them I don't like. But and some of the things it does is obvious. Fundamentally, what it does, it says if youth – at any age, if they run away and they show up at one of these shelters that the shelter and they say they want what's called euphemistically protected health services, which is really about gender affirming treatment and reproductive health care services. If they say they want that shelter no longer has to inform the parents of their whereabouts. That is the real change. And there'll be all kinds of different claims about this, but fundamentally, this drives a wedge between children who are struggling with very complicated issues and their parents and family who can help them the most.
This is ridiculous because basically what's happening is they're saying across the country, hey, can more homeless people come here? Can more homeless kids come here? And we'll take care of it. We're not even going to try and get them home.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole bunch of problems with this, but just think if you're a parent, and your child just disappears. You don't know where they are. You have no way. I mean, think of all the things you would do, all the worry, all the concern, you know, what's happened to them. And we're saying the shelter has no responsibility to tell the parents. And that doesn't matter whether they're a Washington family or whether the elder youth showed up here. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And they'll make all kinds of claims of why this is necessary. But the fact is, that's the only thing this bill does, and it is wrong.
It's really, really wrong. And for me, I'm looking at this. Didn't Governor Jay Inslee, the guy who the homeless crisis exploded on his watch, didn't they all say they want to solve homelessness? And now it seems like they're just bringing more here.
Yeah, this is really wrapped up in kind of the ideology about LGBTQ issues, about trans issues. And these are real issues, but this is a terrible, terrible way to help these children, really, who are struggling with significant health-related issues. We're putting them out on their own. We're separating them from their family. And at the same time, we're doing a gigantic disservice to parents who are trying, you know, one, they're just flat-out worried about their children, and two, we're removing them from any decision-making process. It's a bad bill. Bad bill.
So the question is, can anything be done about this, or is this going to be like the pursuit law? Is this going to be like any number of bad administrative policy, bad legislative policy that comes out of the Democrats and that we have to fix down the road?
Well, this is just the first half of the session. So this bill has gone through the Senate and has passed, sadly, off the Senate floor last night. It'll go to the House. It'll have to go to one, maybe two committee hearings and then go to the floor of the House before it would become, you know, go to Governor Inslee to be signed into law. So there is still a lot of opportunity for folks to speak up and say this is the wrong thing for their kids, for their families, for the state of Washington, but they need to do so quickly. That is the bottom line. We have to rally folks, and to a certain extent, people have. I'll mention, you know, this bill was heard clear back in February 6th, and of the 4,743 folks who signed in, 98% were opposed. We only had 60 people that supported the bill, 10 who were neutral. Everybody else was opposed, and in most cases, very strongly opposed. And this was a wide range of folks from all, you know, all partisan persuasions, all walks of life that said this is the wrong thing for them and their kids.
So then I got to ask this question. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Senator John Braun, Senate Republican leader of the 20th District of Washington, serving parts of Thurston, Cowlitz, Lewis, and Clark counties. If over 4,000, almost 5,000 people testified on this bill, 98% of them were against it, and yet Almost every single Democrat voted for it anyway. None of them voted against it. What hope is there that the House is actually going to listen to the people that they claim to represent? It just seems like they're just going to ignore them and keep doing what they do because they think they're virtue signaling.
Well, I think there's certainly a high risk of that. But that's not, you know, we can't let this go. We have to continue to fight. And I'm just reminded that you may remember a few years ago, we have what's euphemistically called the hairdresser bill, where there was a bill that was basically going to put hairdressers out of business. And the hairdressers showed up in Olympia. They didn't wait for anything. They showed up en masse. And with very little actual pre-organization, they were able to stop a different bad bill. So I don't think, this business, you can't give up. You have to continue to fight. You have to show up. You have to push back. And if people push back en masse, I still think there's a chance. But it's not going to happen by itself. It's going to take real action from people across the state in every neighborhood.
In the last few minutes we have, a Senate Republican leader, John Braun, from the 20th District of Washington, including Thurston, Cowlitz, Lewis, and Clark counties. So I'm looking at this thing. I'm looking at a lot of bad legislation coming out of Olympia. What can Republicans do to push back against a lot of this stuff? Because right now it seems like you guys are on the defensive and you're in the minority. That's going to happen. But the question is there any good news coming out of the Senate right now? Any good news you see on the House that you're excited to take up in the Senate? Anything that a Republican go, yes, thank God, at least this is going through, even if I hate everything else?
Yeah, I think, yeah, we're obviously in a fairly deep minority. We don't get our way on many things, but I think there's a couple things I would point out. First of all, we've made some significant progress on responding to the Blake decision from 2021, when the state Supreme Court essentially legalized hard drugs, and then the bill passed by the then majorities, you know, essentially made it worse. We got a Blake bill in front of us. I think it's going to come to the floor tomorrow. That bill has gotten better and better. I think we are in a position to make some more changes on the floor that are going to get after this issue in a way that's responsible, that gets law enforcement and the prosecutors back involved in ways that gets help to people, to get them off addiction, get them back into civil life. So I think the real chance there, we can't let up. We got to keep pushing. I think the same may be possible on the pursuit issue. This has been a top issue the entire session. The chair, as you probably know, in the Senate, refused to hear the bill. But the House, to their credit, they got a bill through. It's on the floor calendar right now. I understand they do plan to pass it and send over to the Senate. It's kind of a weak bill. It doesn't do everything I would like. But the fact that we have a bill here, I think that we have now, there's been enough public pressure that I think the chair of Law and Justice will hear this bill, and hopefully we'll be able to get it out. So we're a long way from done, but I think, you know, our top priority this session was public safety, specifically the Blake bill, specifically the vehicular pursuit issue with law enforcement officers. I think we're going to get, a decent solution on both those. So those are positive things. There's a few other things. I think we're making progress on some housing issues to get the cost and cost of housing down, availability up. So we're not winning them all, but there's things that we are having a significant influence on and shaping them, and I think we've just got to stay at it.
Senator John Braun, Senate Republican leader, representing the 20th District of Washington, serving parts of Thurston, Cowlitz, Lewis, and Clark counties. I really appreciate you taking the time to step off the floor and speak with us today about all the important stuff going on in Olympia. You have yourself a great day and a wonderful weekend, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Bye. Thank you for fighting for us.